The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Another Lady Dog postseason has arrived for head coach Matt Walker. This year's District 7A tournament will hopefully serve as a springboard for the program's second straight conference title, their first region championship in 19 years, and their third straight state tournament appearance. Coming in as the number one seed is granted the 22-5 black, purple, and gold automatic advancement into next week's Region 4A tournament. But nothing comes easy in District 7, and tonight, Tara Pryor and the 4th seed Red Bone Springs Lady Red Dogs bring their 17-11 record into semifinal action, looking to do what they did in last year's region title game, beat Clay County. Jackson County is the place, Red Bowling and Clay are the teams, and the time is now.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, you get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the Lady Bulldog postseason. Tonight, we follow the ladies downriver to Jackson County High School, the site of the District 7A tournament, where we're positioned just behind the scorer's table and the benches. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to witness Clay County begin tournament play. For only the second time in Horizon Sports Network history, my longtime broadcast partner and everybody's favorite voice of the Bulldogs, Daniel Strong, isn't sitting here alongside me as he enjoys the weekend off. But I'll still have legendary former Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims joining me later. And in Daniel's stead, we've got veteran play-by-play man Gary Clark of WDEB here alongside us. Gary, can't thank you enough.
Hey, Thomas, appreciate you joining. And looking forward to getting this.
I think you're muted. There you go.
There we go. Red Dead. I remember that now. we appreciate you letting us join you tonight and looking forward to what should be a great basketball game here.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a good one between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs, you know, even though it's a number one and a number four.
Exactly. Of course, when you talk about Red Bowling Springs, you got to talk about Claire Fleming.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, good to have you sitting here with us, too. Maybe we can make up for Daniel being here. Well, we're having a little trouble. I may have to unplug that. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River.
I think we got those audio problems fixed, guys. Coach, it's good to have you along with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Looking forward to it. And we wouldn't be here without, of course, our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board. We also want to remind folks that the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast here on the pregame show, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs' most recent game. So stay with us for much more.
Rivers Healthcare Facility has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story talked about all three contests the Lady Dogs had last week, but since we covered the first two already on the broadcast, we'll just run down the tough 40-34 defeat the Clay County girls suffered up at Clark Rains. With scoring at a premium, no Lady Dog hit the double-digit mark in the loss to the Lady Buffaloes, though Bella Ashlock led the way with 9, and both Abby Head and Hallie Buford added 8. Clay County fell behind 14-7 at the end of the first quarter before rallying to only trail by 2 at halftime. The Lady Dogs then surged ahead 28-23 midway through the third frame on 5 straight Ashlock points. before they only mustered three more in the period and scored the same number in the fourth quarter, which came with just under 20 seconds to play. In the meantime, the Lady Buffaloes posted 17 points to come away with a six-point victory. Tough night for Clay County, but a good night for your team, Gary. It's now been 22 years since Clay County, the Lady Dogs, have won up there.
Great home court advantage for the Lady Buffaloes. It's just something that they had for years, and I think it could be because of all the heat.
It could be. Always a hot place to play, but that was a tough one for the Lady Dogs, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it sure was. We played plenty enough defense to win the game, but like I said up earlier tonight, 34 is not going to win you too many ball games. And
that's right.
Now the last quarter, we just had a lid on the goal, and we just couldn't get one to go, and basically didn't score, you know, until the game was over.
Right. Well, let's roll right into the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. And we're going to do this segment right from the bracket, Coach. Of course, the standings, Clay County came in at 8. I've got the wrong one here. I've got the boys. Well, we'll just have to talk about it off the cuff. Tonight, we saw Red Bull and Springs beat Gordonsville in that play-in game. Pretty dominant were the Red Lady Dogs, weren't they?
I came to the game. It was really a pretty good game for about 2.5 quarters. Gordonsville, you know, hung with them within 5 to 10 points most of the time. But then about halfway through the third quarter, Red Bull really started pulling away and ended up winning by 25 or something. But
the winner of that game, of course, we're looking at it right in front of us, Clay County facing Red Bull and Springs. The second semifinal tonight, Gary, going to be your game. Clark Range, the number 3 seed, versus the number 2 seed, Pickett County.
And those two teams have played some really close ball games. Pickett County won both of them, 1-6, 1-3. So that one's anybody's game coming up tonight.
And, of course, we'll have the boys on Saturday night. The girls won't play until Monday night. Championship game at 7:30 between the winners of tonight's game. And then prior to that will be the consolation game. Folks, that's been the Budget Pest Control District 7A Tournament Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, bringing you joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Getting ready for this big matchup, semifinal matchup between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs. And now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, break this one down for us. This Red Bowling Springs team, they have newly crowned District 7A MVP Claire Fleming. And I'm sure they'd love nothing more than to knock off Clay County tonight.
Yeah, that's, you know, we've got them in two really close games during the regular season. It's sometimes the 1-4 games, there's a lot of difference in. There's not much difference between the top four of the district. You know, I think anybody's capable of beating anybody. You know, I think down there the first time we were actually down 2 or 3 points going into the last quarter, ended up winning by 14. And then at our place it was similar. I think we won by 10 or 12, but yeah, Fleming, she's a good player. She got MVP this year. They really, you know, go to her a lot. But the other night against Gordonsville, some of these other girls hit some shots. When Gordonsville was playing a box of one, and some of the other ones stepped up, and particularly the first half, and did most of the scoring.
What's the key here tonight for Clay County to win three in a row against this Red Bone Springs team?
I think we're going to play enough defense to keep them down pretty low. It's kind of like at Clark Range the other night. We've got to score some points. They're going to play a zone. Either 1-2-2 the first time, second time mostly 2-3. Either one, if we just, you know, run our offense and take advantage of what's there, make some shots, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Gary, you've seen both of these teams play against Clark Range this year. Close games there. Also, Clark Range beating Clay County once. They also beat Red Bull and Springs. What's your take on this one?
Well, tonight I think what's going to be the real interesting matchup is your MVP of the district against your defensive player of the year.
That's right.
That should be a great matchup. If Ashlock can control Claire Fleming, then I got to go with the size of the Lady Bulldogs.
And we've seen that. Ashlock guarding Fleming in both contests held her below her average, Coach. I think she got 15 one game and 17 the other. I agree with Gary. That's a big key, isn't it?
I do, too, yeah. Bell does a really good job defensively. Of course, she's not MVP, but she's been able to really control her for the most part.
And then
I think a key is controlling her, and then don't let the rest of them go off. You know, we've held the rest of them down probably in single digits, you know, for the most part.
And you mentioned MVP, Claire Fleming. Last year's MVP, Briley Burchett, the last time out against Red Bull Springs, had one of her best games of the season, 22 points. I think she might have even got a double-double, really dominated. How key will she be tonight, Coach?
Well, she'll be really key. I think we need to really attack the post. But they're going to double, you know, so you got to read it, you know. If it's 2 or 3 zone, you got to kick it out, you know. I think Hallie and Abby and all those girls, they can knock the three down, you know. We don't want to take bad shots against double teams.
Sounds good, guys. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. PA man, Coach, getting ready for the national anthem. So, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back with the starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, getting ready for this big girls District 7A tournament semifinal between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs. And now it's time for the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. For Red Bowling Springs, they're the number 4 seed. Their coach, Tara Pryor, in her first year, they come in with a 17-11 record. They finished 3-5 in District 7A this regular season. Starting for Red Bowling Springs, number 11, a junior, Bailey Massengale. Number 12, the newly crowned District 7A MVP senior, Claire Fleming. Number 20, sophomore, Chloe Powell. Number 25, a junior, Josie Green. And number 32, a senior, Brianna Thompson. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the number one seed. They went 7-1 in District 7A play. They're 22-5 overall. Head coach Matt Walker is in his seventh season. He's got 152 wins to 67 losses is his overall record for the Lady Bulldogs. Starting, a junior, number two, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 23, Riley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Isabella Hell. This has been the State Farm Girls Starting Lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locks. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County wearing their white uniforms, their home whites tonight. Redbone Springs is in their road reds. Gary, I'll pass this one off to you.
All right, it's time to line them up, tip it off, and get it on. We got girls basketball action, District 7A semifinals. The Lady Bulldogs of Red Bowling Springs against the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County. As folks, we're ready for a dogfight tonight as this one gets tipped underway here in just a moment. It will be to jump it up, Claire Flynn, or actually it's going to be number 22. That's going to be 32. That's Bree Thompson. Harris too long, blocks the number. Jumping against Ashlock, and the opening tip belongs to the Lady Bulldogs of Red Bowling Springs with the basketball. Massengill works it out front. Massengill top of the key, goes right side to Fleming. Fleming, too, they want with the ball back up front to Massengill. Now they'll send it over this time to Powell. Powell going to drive in. Drops it off to Thompson, back to Powell in the corner. Powell's going to drive the lane, looks for some help. Nowhere to go, gives it off to Massengill, and she's going to turn it over.
Good start for Clay County on the defensive end, Coach.
Yeah, made them pass it a bunch of times. They finally walked.
So a big stop there by the Lady Bulldogs, and they'll bring it up. It'll be Head with the basketball. Abby Head, the first-team all-district player, works it over right side to Buford. Buford back over to Head. Head with the basketball, back over to Buford. Buford, the long three, and bang, she is on the board. Allie Buford for the long three ball, and the Lady Bulldogs have the lead. Clay County with the lead, 3-0. Out front is Fleming. Fleming going to drive. Fleming against Ashlock going to draw the foul, and that's the one that matchup we were looking forward to seeing was those two right there.
Yeah, we hate to see Bella get a foul this quick here, less than a minute into the game.
So at the line will be Claire Fleming, the MVP of the district, also a member of the all-district defensive team. Knocks the first one down. It's 3-1 with 7:09 just underway here in the semifinals of the girls' district 7A tournament. Second free throw, nothing but the bottom of the cup, and it's a 3-2 Clay County lead.
Red Bowling has come out in a different look defensively than what they've been playing. They're playing a 1-2-1-1.
So now Head's going to fire the three, and no good, but rebound back up by Hale. Hale goes back up again, no good. Burchett goes up, and Burchett puts it home. Good board work by the Lady Bulldogs. Clay County with a 5-2 lead now, Fleming out front. Fleming works it to the left side, now drives down, gives it off to Massengill. Massengill drives the baseline, gives it back to Fleming. Fleming out front with it. Fleming going to drive the lane, bounces off a player, puts it up, no good, and Ashlock cleans the board. The board work tonight's going to be big, Coach.
Yeah, really big.
As with it now, his head has it knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Red Bowling Springs. Massengill tips it out of bounds.
How do you attack this 1-2-2 defense, Coach?
It's kind of like a 2-3. It's just set up different. I used to go with point and two wings and two posts most of the time. But they're trying to double the ball side post. They're not doing a very good job.
Driving
in inside twice.
Hale with the follow-up on that one. There's
right.
That offensive board work early.
She missed two while ago. She got missed. They got a rebound missed. And Burchett got the rebound and stuck it in that last trip.
Coach, how important is it to get accustomed to this floor? I mean, this is a floor you don't play on. Red Bull and Springs has already played on it once. How long is it going to take Clay to get adjusted to it?
I don't think that has much to do with it. So we just played down here last 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We've continued to play Jackson County, so we played the last week of the season down here, so a lot of people put a lot more emphasis on floors than I always did.
And coming up the floor now with it is Powell. Powell going to get back out front to Green. Josie Green will leave it for Massengill way out about the circle. Massengill setting up the offense. Looking to the left side, takes it to the left side, leaves it over for Powell. Powell going to drive the lane. Powell all the way to rack, and she loses the basketball. Going to be a scrum for it on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it goes to Clay County on the alternating possession. 50-50 balls, that's going to be big tonight as well.
Abby was really after that one. Of course, little Wicks kind of knocked it loose there. She's a really good defender.
So up will come Head with the basketball. Head's going to bring it into front court. Abby Head, a first-team All-District. She'll work it to the right side, give it down to Buford, back up to Head. Head for a three, yes. Good. And Clay County now out to an 8-point lead early in this one, 3 minutes in. With it, Claire Fleming moves it to the left side. Drives down, takes the runner herself, good, and she's fouled. And that one's going to go against Head, and that'll be her first. And yeah. That's just what you got to worry about with Fleming.
Yeah.
Well, Head just doesn't have the length Ashlock has. I think that's the key to Ashlock's defense to getting there, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah. They usually switches Hallie on her when Bella's not. Now, that trail, Abby was on her.
At the line, Fleming for the and one, and it is good. And that cuts the lead to a 10-5 ball game. Back the other way, we'll come Head with the ball. She'll walk it across the timeline. Head takes it to the right side, gives it over to Buford in the corner. Back up to Head, back to Buford. Buford going long ball, the three, no good. Rebound, Ashlock, 5-4, and gets it. Gives it out to Head, and Head's going to drive in. Take the short jumper, no good. And there is Burchett. Burchett goes up, scores, and is fouled. That's the strength of Riley Burchett. She is strong inside, and that helps out.
She's not a real tall post player, but she's a real strong post player.
And now she'll go for the natural three. As we got a couple subs come in for the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County. Got Wicks coming in. And let's see, number 33 in the ballgame, Walden in the game.
Walden's a freshman. It's got some playing time this year. She's a pretty good player.
So we'll see now what Burchett can do here as she missed the natural three. Rebound taken away by Fleming. Fleming going to bring it on the run. Claire Fleming drives, puts it up, leans into it, and scores. You got to cut her off. You can't let her get in that low, Coach.
Yeah. You got to stop her outside the three-point line if you can.
And now with the balls, Walden left the corner, gives it back out front to Wicks. Now off to Buford down the corner to Burchett. Burchett back out to Buford. Buford going to give it to Burchett, right side. Burchett looking inside, nowhere to go. Swings it across to Wicks, down the corner to Walden. Walden will take the three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by number 33, Deep Polk. And back the other way, driving Massengill. Nobody picked her up. And now we're going to get a foul late. Anybody, that's go against Walden.
Well, we didn't pick her up at all. She just came in there and shot a layup.
And now back in will come, or in will come Hayes, and back in will come Head and also Ashlock as the free throw is good. And so far the Lady Bulldogs are Red Bulling hitting the extra points.
Yeah.
Head walking across the timeline now, working top of the key, gives right side this time to Buford. Over to Hayes, now off down in the corner to Head. Head for a long three, no good. Good board work, and back up by Buford.
Good.
And there's that board work again, Coach.
Yeah.
With it now is Fleming. Fleming with the basketball. Fleming going to set the offense. He's to the right side of the circle. Gives it up top of the key to Massengill. Massengill down to Polk. Polk looks it back up front to Fleming. Fleming top of the key, works it right side. Gives it up now to number 10, Massengill. That is Kennedy Massengill. Off to Polk, back to Fleming. Fleming drops it down low, and we're going to have a foul on Hayes. Hayes will pick up her first.
That's one of those calls they're going to whistle about every time, aren't they, Coach? I don't like it, but it's going to be called.
Yeah, it's probably a foul. I mean, they got you sealed back there and you reach around.
Yep.
It's a foul.
And they'll trigger it in this time to Thompson. Thompson gets out number 10, loses the basketball, picked up by Ashlock. Ashlock up the end here to work at top of the key. Another turnover by Red Bull and Springs is back quickly firing out of the corner. No good was Buford, and that one's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Red Boylan. Red Boylan's having a lot of trouble on those defensive boards.
Clay County's getting looks out top, aren't they, Coach? They're making some of them.
Yeah, that's the weakness of that 1-2-1-1. You're going to double the ball side post, but you're going to leave some people in the floor open.
Head with the ball now crosses it over to Ashlock. Ashlock in the lane drives, puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled away by Massengill. Long pass out to Fleming. Fleming going to drive, spins, puts it up, and no call. Both players went to the floor, no call. They say play on, and back the other way. It's knocked away off of Clay County. Ooh, that one was close.
Yeah. I guess he had a better look than we did, but I thought it was off them.
As Fleming now with the basketball, 2.5 minutes left to go here in this first quarter of play. Out front is Fleming. Fleming working at top of the key. Takes the left side. Gives it down to Massengill. Massengill drive through, all the way through. Kicks it back out front to Polk. Polk off to Fleming. Fleming fires the three. Rims out. No good. Run down in the corner by Head. As back will come the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County now in the front court. They'll swing it over to Buford, left side. But Buford crosses it to Head. Head back over to Buford. Buford drives down, dumps it inside to Burchett. Burchett up and under, no good. Rebound going to be fought for. We got a jump ball.
Saw the double team there against Burchett, Coach.
She
kind of split it on the baseline.
She got a pretty good shot, considering she's doubled, but didn't go.
Right at the moment, it seems like Clay County's offense is to throw it on the board and go get it. Fleming will bring it up. Buck 49 left to go here in quarter number one. Fleming with the basketball, top of the key. Fleming going to drive the lane in, puts it up, no good. And it's going to be taken down and out of bounds off of
good job by the freshman Wicks there on defense that time, Coach. She's also got some length like Ashlock.
Yeah, she's a good defender.
Head now with the basketball, goes over to Buford. Buford right side. Back out front now. They'll swing it over to Head on the left side. Head back over to Buford. Buford with the ball. Gives it up to Head. Head going to spin, drives over to the left side, all the way down in the lane. Swings it back out front now to Buford. Buford for a three. He's good. Good ball movement that time by Clay County.
Head made that play, penetrated, got all the defense, pulled in, then kicked it out. She had a really wide open shot.
Fleming now working the top of the key. Under a minute to go. They may go for the last shot as we're down to this first quarter almost over with. Clay County with a 17-10 lead. Driving in, putting up the foul, and we're going to get a foul, I believe, on Hayes. That's the second on Hayes in this first quarter.
Yeah, we're kind of getting a little foul trouble. Five, two more, they're in 1-1. I think that's kind of their game plan, to drive in there and hope they get a foul call. Of course, it's been two or three times that they didn't, but there's been three or four that they did.
Powell steps up the line, knocks the first one down. She'll have one more. Second one, nothing but the bottom of the cup, and it's a 17-12 game. 45 ticks left to go here in quarter number one. As across the timeline comes Head with the ball. Head goes inside to Hale. Hale back out to Head. Head with the ball. Clay County looks like they may be content to go for the last shot.
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do.
We're down to 30. Buford gives it up to Head, and Head's going to be fouled by Powell. Good job that time. Coming to the ball. Had she not come to the ball, that one would have been fouled.
Yeah. No, they almost got it anyway.
Working it out front now is Head. Head with the ball. Just crosses the timeline over to Buford. Buford going to go inside to Hale. Hale just at the top of the key. Gives it back out front to Head. Down to 13 seconds. Spin drive in, taking it away from Hines. Massengill. Massengill's going to be called for the travel. So Clay County will shoot, have another shot at it with 7.7 seconds to go.
Yeah, we just got lucky there.
That was a good pick that time by Massagill. She just went in and picked her pocket. They get out to Burchett. Burchett down the corner. Wide open. Buford will go. Follow Pale. No good. Follow Pale is good. The second one is good. And Clay County goes to the end of the first, leading it 19-12.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health.
Welcome back to Gainesboro for the District 7A girls semifinals, where Clay County leads Redbone Springs 19-12 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Riley Burchett has 4, Isabella Hell 4, Abby Head 3, and Hallie Buford leading the way with 8 points here in the first quarter for Clay County. This Lady Dawg scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Gary.
Clay County with the ball to start this second quarter. Head's going to fire up the three, and nothing but the bottom of the cup again for Head. Fleming going to walk it into front court. It's the first double-digit lead of the night for the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County. Polk with the ball way out front. Polk going to give it over this time to Powell. Powell leaves it for Fleming. Fleming top of the key. Guarded by Ashlock. Trying to work around the pick of Polk, but instead drives to the right side. Back out. We'll bring it out to the top of the key. Fleming with the basketball. Fleming leaves it for Massengill. Massengill going to drive down in. Massengill bumps off of Buford, puts it up no good on the ball on the floor, and it's taken away by Burchett, then taken away by Massengill. And then we got a jump ball, and I believe that will go back to Red Boiling.
Yeah, it will.
As back in comes Josie Green, and out will go Dee Polk. As Red Boiling will put it in underneath her basket. Red Boiling, trailing by 10, trying to work it in. They'll lob it in out front to Thompson. Thompson off to Green. Green will give it up to Massengill. Massengill over to Fleming. Fleming steps back beyond the arc. Now drives in the lane, tries to take it in. Leaner puts it up, blocked. Good job by Ashlock. Good defense that time,
yeah,
by Ashlock.
Yeah, it was. Good block.
It'll be Head with the basketball. Head working it right side. Drives it over to the side. Now brings it back out top of the key.
They went man.
Head with the ball. Gives it over now to Buford. Buford now goes underneath to Ashlock. Ashlock saves it. Great play by Ashlock. Ashlock drives in. Gives it off to Burchett. Burchett for a three. No good. Long rebound ran down. And back will come Red Boiling with the basketball. Powell stops, looks inside for Thompson. Goes inside Thompson. Thompson trying to work against Hale, and she's not going to move Hale in that situation.
No, she's too strong.
Head going to walk it into front court. Head goes over this time to Buford. Buford off to Burchett. Burchett up and under, no good. Rebound is by Hale up and no good.
Well, we got a good shot. Good put back. Just both.
Clay County's getting two or three shots every time down the floor. Now yeah. Back the other way, Fleming left wide open.
Yeah, can't leave her open.
First player into double figures. She's got 10 with that.
10 out of their 15.
So now Ashlock with the ball gives it out front to Hale. Hale gives it down to Head. Head goes underneath, stolen away by Thompson. And back come the Lady Bulldogs of Red Boiling Springs. Massengill coast to coast. Runner good, and she fouled. Tough shot by Massengill.
Yeah.
Well, Massengill really hadn't hurt us at all. 2 points in both games we played Red Bull and Spring far. We've held her to nothing virtually. She's up to 6 now if she makes this free throw already.
Her and Fleming's about to hit score pretty much.
And she drains that one. I'm not sure how many and ones that is, but they've had several and ones in the first half. Walking
and
it up, we'll be hit with
a basketball. Problem seems like we're not getting good shots these first 2 or 3 trips.
It'll be Ashlock out front. Ashlock with the basketball. She's going to drive all the way and lays. Oh, rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled away by Massengill. Massengill on the run. Massengill throws it up. This time Burchett blocks it. And here come the Lady Bulldogs on the run. They'll give it over quickly to Ashlock. Ashlock going to drive. Goes off the glass and scores. It's a 24-8 lead now for Clay County. Fleming with the ball. Fleming stops. She pops. No good. Rebound Hale. And Clay was a little lucky on that one because they left her wide open in about 10-footer.
Yeah.
Head with the ball. Gives it over to Burchett. Burchett back out front to Buford. Buford down the corner to Ashlock for a 3. No good. Rebound. We got a foul on Hale. Hale over the back on that one. And it will be coming in Wicks. And that's the first on Hale of the night, I believe.
Continue to see the rotation of Wicks and Ashlock on Fleming on this end. I thought Wicks was going in. She came back to the bench.
Yeah, I don't.
And with four
maybe
nine,
after this.
With 4:09 left to go, coach, in the first half, Rebel Springs is in the bonus.
Yeah.
First one's good. As she cuts it to a 5-point game, can cut it to 4 with this one. Second one, no good. Rebound pulled away by Ashlock over to Hale. Hale off to Head, and Head will bring it. Head will walk it into front court, go right side this time to Buford. Now over the left side to Ashlock, back up front to Burchett. Burchett gives it inside, knocked away. Stolen. Pope comes out with it. And Clay County, another turnover.
Yeah, he tried to run that backdoor play again.
And we're going to get timeout, Coach Matt Walker, after the 3-ball by Claire Fleming.
The Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Elect.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Jackson County for the district 7A girls semifinals. Clay County's only up by 2. It's 24-22 after Claire Fleming just made another 3. She's got a baker's dozen, 13 so far.
And they're on a little bit of a run right at the moment. They've cut it to 2, and now firing up is Hale a little too long. Rebound taken away by Red Boylan. They can take the lead on this trip down the floor. Massengill with the ball over to Fleming. Fleming backs out. Got to stay on her. Fleming going to work it to the right side. Backs it back out. Fleming with the ball. Fleming now drives in, gives it off to Powell. Powell, step back three, block, taken away by Hale. Good defense.
Easy Hale's playing some big minutes early, Coach.
She's
really
got a lot of rebounds, good defense. A couple putbacks.
Now wide open underneath. Nice look that time, Coach.
Yeah, it was.
Hale with the basket. It's a 4-point game out front. With it now is Fleming. Fleming looking to drive. Drives, double pumps it, and they're going to get the foul again.
Pretty good defense right there from Ashlock. Been pretty consistent on the call, though. If you get them with a body, they're going to get the whistle.
Right now Fleming's making her living at the free throw line.
And a great shooter from there. Got some stats on her for our special section when she won the MVP. 80, upper 80%, 85, 86% from the line.
pretty good.
She missed the second one, got the first one, missed the second one, and it's still a three-point ball game. Walking it up will be Head. Head comes over to Burchett, left side. Back out front now to Buford, off to Head. Head swings it out front to Burchett. Burchett with the basketball. Burchett going to drive, kicks it out to Ashlock. Ashlock, the little jumper, good. Ashlock gets a little jumper, and now it's back to a five-point lead. Fleming to the right side, leaves it for Massengill. Massengill going to drive down, kicks it out to Green. Green with the basketball. Green gives it over this time to Massengill, Kennedy Massengill. Back out front to Green, Josie Green with the ball. Green looking drive, gives it over to Massengill. Massengill in the lane, gives it out to Fleming. Fleming's going to drive against Ashlock, leans in, gets it blocked out of, and they say off of Red Boiling Springs.
Great defense right there. Yeah, they collapsed on her that time, Coach.
Yeah. I really don't know how we got the call, but he was right at it. He said she hit it, so that's good.
Walking it up will be Head, as now it's a 28-23 Clay County lead. Clay County goes inside to Burchett. Burchett gets Polk up and good. Burchett gets that low, it's hard to stop her.
Yeah.
First time we've seen her singled up tonight. Yeah. She took advantage.
7-point ball game now. Out front is Fleming. Fleming going to give it over to Massengill. Back out to Green. Green a three, way off the mark. Rebound though, Kennedy Massengill lays it back up and in. Got a box out, Coach.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody blocking her out at all.
Walking it up will be Head. Down under a minute to go here in the first half of this one. Clay County with a nickel lead in this one as working it out front. They'll give it over to Ashlock. Almost stolen by Massengill, but goes out of bounds. Ball will come in this time to Burchett. Burchett going to go underneath to Hale. Hale against Green. Are they going to call an offensive foul on that one?
Offense? Man.
Okay, they're going to call an offensive foul on that one.
I didn't see that.
That time Hale had a great mismatch as far as having Josie Green on her. She's about half her size. That'll be the second on Hale, so that will be Red Bull and basketball. Walking it up will be Fleming. Fleming with the basketball. Going to bring it across the timeline. Fleming working it out front. Now she's going to drive, got a lane, puts up to the runner, no good. Wicks got the ball out that time and gets it over to Buford. Buford in the front court. And Clay probably going to go for the last shot here.
Yeah. They don't turn it over.
Well,
we did.
You know more than said it didn't happen, Coach. Yeah. They turned it over, and here comes Red Bull.
Might have been a foul on it.
They'll give it to Fleming. Though. Fleming fires up the three, no good. Rebound Buford. Buford going to have a shot at the buzzer. No good halftime of this one. And at the half, it's Clay County 30 and Red Bull Springs 25.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like. and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bonus Springs 30-25 here at the break in the girls' District 7A semifinals in Gainesboro. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to a 19-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were up by 7 before Red Bonus Springs outscored them 13-11 in the second stanza to cut the lead to 5 here at the break. Clay County went up by as many as 10 to begin the second quarter, and then Red Bowling cut the lead to as little as 2 midway through the frame. And now Clay County leads by 5, 30-25 here at the break. For Red Bowling Springs, it's all about Claire Fleming. 14 first half points. Clay County held her to 15 and 17 respectively in the entire two ball games they played in the regular season. She's got 14 at the half. Bailey Maskell has 6. Josie Green, 1. Chloe Powell, 2. And Kennedy Marshall also has 2 for Clay County. They're even across the board, distributing it well. Bella Ashlott with 4 points. Abby Head, Isabella Hill, and Briley Burchett all with 6. And Hallie Buford has 8 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 30-25 here in the girls' District 7A semifinals. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky as well.
well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, where Clay County leads Red Bonus Springs 30-25 here at halftime. It's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here's tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1998, after beating Monterey in the quarterfinals, head coach Joe Sims and the Lady Dogs met Larry White and his Red Bowling Springs team in the district semis. Having split their pair of regular season contests, everyone knew a fight was coming. As fate would have it, the Red Ladies would prevail 73-58, putting Salina in the consolation game where they beat Clark Raines and then went on to claim the region crown before being eliminated by Moore County in the state Final Four. In that district semifinal loss to Red Bowling Springs, what Lady Dog led the team in scoring with 22 points? Again, in the district semifinal in 1998 against Red Bowling Springs, what Lady Dog led the team in scoring with 22 points? Coach Sims, I know you remember that season well. Don't tell us the answer if you know it.
I don't know it. I remember the game. I remember what happened to the next games. But
right.
I don't remember who had 22. I could tell you it was one of three probably. But,
probably so. Some great players in that time. Gary, pretty good game we got going here in front of us.
It's got a good one going. It's interesting to see if we can just keep Clay County out of foul trouble in the second half. That's going to be really key to see if they can stay in this one, is they've got to stay out of foul trouble because Claire Fleming's getting them to draw a lot of fouls.
She has. Folks, we got an answer. It's Sam Daniels, one of the biggest Bulldog, Lady Bulldog fans, and he says Tara Ashlock. And he's exactly right. 22 points in that contest, Coach. Tara Ashlock, one of the all-time greats.
Oh, she's a really good player, Hall of Fame player, you know. Probably the best rebounder I ever had. I had something to jump higher and all that stuff, and now Tara won't hit the ball since you went and got it.
She did. So, Sam, what's the mail for your free sub certificate and HSN sticker of courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
And back here where Clay County had a wide open one under the basket. Coach just couldn't get it to go. And then on the other end, we got another jump ball.
Yeah, Bradley had a really good look at it. I thought it would go, but it rolled out.
And it'll be Massengill to work it in. You got Massengill, Thompson, Green. You've got also in the game Powell and Fleming for Red Bull and Springs. And on the rebound, got another jump ball. And that goes to the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County.
Other guesses during that time, Coach, Michelle Chambers, Amanda Kendall.
That would have been my other two.
That's your other two, I'm sure.
They were our three top scorers.
With the ball now, Clay County going to work it down in on the baseline. They'll swing it across to Buford. Buford going to drive, put it up, and she's going to be fouled. And she could have, I think they could have got her, could have got fouled before she got fouled that time. because he got hit twice.
Yeah. Man, it's shooting foul.
Buford going to step to the line for a pair of them, though. 30-25, your score. 7:14 left to go here in quarter number three, and she misses the front end of the two.
Buford, a 78% free throw shooter. That's pretty uncharacteristic
of
her.
Yeah, it is. She's a little short.
She'll step back for the second one. Fires and hits. Back will come Red Bull and Springs. Fleming with a basketball. Claire Fleming in the front court. Fleming going to give it off to Massengill. They work the wave around the top of the circle. They'll give it up to Fleming. Fleming off to Green. Green over to Massengill. Massengill going to drive, lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Buford.
We really need to defend that a little better than that. She had a good shot. She just missed it.
And now it's going to be Buford out front with it for Clay County. Swings right side to Head. Head will drive the baseline, powers it up, no good. Rebound tipped out by Ashlock, but right to Powell, who will bring it on the run. Powell's in the front court, pulls up, holds up, gives it over to Massengill, now off to Green. Green to Fleming, Fleming with the basketball, back to Powell. Powell looking to drive, kicks it over this time to the other Massengill, Kennedy Massengill. Drops it out to Fleming. Fleming now will back it out, leave it for Powell. Powell with the ball, looking to drive, Powell all the way in, blocked by Head. Good defense by the Lady Bulldogs.
We need to score.
Now with the ball, Buford. 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. 1 point on the board in the third. As driving now is Hale. Hale's going to back in, swing it out to Buford. Ooh, Buford travel with it. That's one of those tough turnovers, Coach.
Well, did her pivot foot come off the floor?
Looked like she may have just come up just a little bit off the floor and come back down.
I didn't think it did, but I knew it kind of looked like a walk.
Fleming now with a basketball. Her team trailing by six now, just under 6 minutes to go. 5:45 to be exact. They'll give it over to Massengill. That is with the basketball now. Kennedy Massengill fires the three and drains it. Kennedy Massengill with a basket. Marshall, I should say.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Gainesboro. It's 31-28. Redbone Springs has cut this one to a three-point ballgame, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've had two or three good shots down here, just missed. And instead of extending, we're just setting even.
Head will bring it across the timeline, leave it over for Burchett. Burchett swings it to Briley, or to Buford. Buford turned it over again.
Yeah, walked again.
Back-to-back walks, and it'll be Massengill with the ball. I apologize. Number 10 is Kendi Marshall. I said Massengill, but she's a Marshall. Josie Green with the ball. Green going to drive through, give it off to Thompson. And that's her first two of the night.
Yeah.
Thompson had a big game against Gordonsville the other night.
She didn't play a whole lot the first half. I don't know if she got in a little foul trouble or what.
Driving in now is Hale, and Hale will score.
That's a good move. We needed that.
She gets the ball in that low. It's pretty hard to stop her. Is she able to stick it in? Now with the ball is Fleming. Fleming's going to leave it this time for Massengill out front. Massengill, top of the key, gives it over this time to Fleming. Fleming's going to drive. She'll lean in, and she'll score and get the hand one. And, Coach, that's what she did the first half and kept them in the ball game.
They got a chance to tie here.
Nice. I guess that's one reason she's the MVP of the district.
Yeah.
Free throw is nothing but cups. We're tied at 33 apiece, the whole new ball game. Heddle walking across the timeline. Over to Buford. Buford guarded by Massengill. Leaves it now forehead. Head goes underneath to Burchett. Burchett, good catch. And, oh, an offensive foul on Burchett. Good job by Josie Green to come over and take that one. That's her first.
That's twice we've seen that call tonight. Once against Head, once against Burchett. I guess that's the way they're going to call it.
I guess.
You turn into them, no matter if it's malicious or not, it's an offensive foul tonight, guys.
I think they got little girl syndrome. If a smaller girl gets the call.
That's right.
Out front is Green. Green going to work it over this time to Massengill. Massengill works it around, gives it back up front to Green. Green off to Fleming, and Fleming will set it up. Fleming with the basketball. Backed it all the way up to the mid-circle. Calling out the play. She's looking to go one-on-one here. No, they're going to get Massengill. Massengill down inside. They go to Thompson. Thompson out to Kennedy. Kennedy drives over off to Thompson. Thompson sticks it in. And Red Bullet Springs has their first lead of the night. Head will walk it across. Head with the ball. Gives it over this time to Hayes. Hayes underneath. Knocked away. And it's still on the floor. Burchett looking for it. And it's going to be timeout called by Clay County. And timeout calls, so a 3-11. It's 35-33 now. Red Bull and Spring.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that?
And back here where with the basketball is Hayes. Hayes will take the jumper just beyond the free throw line. And that's big, Coach, to get her involved. Walking it up will be Fleming. Fleming with the basketball now, working it out front. Fleming gives over to Massengill. Off now to Fleming. Fleming over to Green. Green down in the corner now to Massengill. Massengill back up to Fleming. Fleming with the basketball. Backs it out. Fleming going to work it over to the right side. Fleming gives it over to Massengill. Massengill off now to Green. Green right wing. Green drives in, backs it out. Red Bull Springs very methodical with the ball. They'll work it over to Fleming. Fleming with the ball. Fleming going to drive in, give it out to Green for a wide open three. No good. Rebound pulled by Head, and Head's going to bring it. Head on the run. Head going to drive out to Buford. Buford will take it in the lane. Back out to Head. Bounce between Head's legs and out of bounds.
Clay County just a little out of sync. Yeah. You don't see turnovers between those two very often right there, especially in the half court.
Through Abby's hands, out of bounds.
Unforced errors can be a killer, and that was the one there. As he just went right between her legs, and now Red Bullen with the basketball. Out front, Massengill gives it over to Fleming. Fleming's going to drive in, swings it to Green. Green. Low. Green kicks it back out front to Fleming. Fleming with the basketball. Claire Fleming to the right side, trying to get a clear out. Can't get it. Gives it up to Green. Green with the ball off to Massengill. Massengill drives. She'll get blocked. That's going to go against Riley Merchant.
Yeah. Like it could have been a charge, but that's not the call that was made.
That's another one of those little girl calls. The little girl gets the call. At the line will be Massagill. She gives her team back a one-point lead with 80 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Second one, good as well. She knocks them both down. And with 80 seconds to go, it's now a two-point Clay County deficit as the Lady Bulldogs come across the timeline. Out front, Burchett gives it over this time to Head, who drives, puts it up, no good. Long rebound, ran down by Marshall. They'll give it up this time to the top of the key, over to Fleming. Fleming with a basketball. And it looks like they may go for the last shot, Coach. Fleming to Massagill. Down to 40 seconds. Massagill. Right side. Looks out front. Gives it in to Fleming. Fleming's going to drive in. Dump it to Marshall. Marshall back out front to Green. And they'll back it out. Good ball movement by Red Boylan. Driving. Massagill has it blocked. And now they're going to get a foul on Burchett. Now they say it's not a foul, it's just out of bounds off Burchett. 19 seconds left to go here in the third. Red Boylan with the ball and a two-point lead. And we got a timeout called by Red Boylan Springs. 18.9 to go here in the third. It's a two-point RBS lead.
Washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, where Clay County trails Red Bowling Springs 37-35. Coach Sims, what's changed in this one?
Well, we haven't been able to put it in the hole. That's basically it. You know, third quarter, we scored 5 points. They scored 12, I think, which that's not a totally outrageous number, but we just haven't been able to hit it and turn it over a few times, and we just got to get back in the groove offensively. You know, first quarter we scored 20-something points, I think, didn't we?
We did.
5 this quarter.
Yeah. And need to stop here with 18 seconds to go, don't we, Gary?
That's true, and it's worked into Fleming, and Fleming with the basketball. Fleming's looking to drive, bounces it off her foot, taken away by Clay County. They got a chance to tie or take the lead. 10 seconds, driving in, no good by Hayes. The ball on the floor, it goes out to Burchett. Burchett at the buzzer, no good. Well, actually, 2 seconds left to go. Now long throw by Massagill and no good. And we go to the final frame of this one with Red Boylan Springs on top, 37-35.
Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know, Fuller?
Welcome back to Jackson County, where Clay County trails Red Bowling Springs by two. It's 37-35 with 8 minutes to play. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, leading the way is Hallie Buford with 9 points. Isabella Hill has 8. Riley Burchett and Abby Head have 6. Ashlock has 4. Hayes has 2. Claire Fleming up to 17 for Red Bowling Springs. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the Cade on Mitchell Street, Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
And back here where Red Bull and Springs is the ball for this final frame of this one. They've got out front Marshall. They've got Josie Green in the game. They've got Claire Fleming and also Massengill out there, along with Bree Thompson, as they line up for the Lady Bulldogs. Clay County comes back with Burchett. They've got also Buford, Head, and Hayes out there. Fleming out front and Red Bull and working it out front. Working it out front is Massengill. Massengill goes down inside to Fleming. Fleming looking for somebody. Now we'll work it, back it out herself and set it back up. Fleming works it right side, kicks it out front now to Marshall. Marshall with the ball. Marshall drops it out to Green, and Red Bull taking some air out of it.
Yeah, early. I think we'll try to run the whole quarter, I think.
They'll give it up this time to Marshall.
We saw him begin the first game down there like this, Coach, best I remember. Real deliberate down at Red Bull and Springs, just trying to shorten the game.
Yeah.
Red Bull and Fleming now going to drive. She'll go up. No good. Rebound. Oh, crashed him in.
That's going to be a foul.
Thompson out to Marshall. Marshall missed the three. Rebound pulled away by Burchett. And these refs letting them play.
Yeah. I'm like they're letting them play a little more now or us.
Now with the ball, Burchett gets it inside, and she's going to be fouled, and that one will go against Green.
About as clean of a game as you'll see here in the second half. 3-1 on the fouls. So,
yeah.
It'll be Clay County to work it in. Head on the baseline. Out front to Buford. Buford drives in the lane. Spins in. Takes the jump block. Rebound fall for. Good job by Hayes. And Hayes goes in. Can't get the and one, but she gets the foul call.
Yeah.
And I think Bree Thompson got the worst end of that one.
Yeah.
Hayes, about a 67% free throw shooter. We've seen her make them pretty often, though.
Good.
It's the front end of it.
She can hit this and tie it up.
Down, these close games, free throws are crucial.
Oh, yeah.
Back to line, Hayes. Nothing but the bottom of the cup. We're tied at 37 apiece. 6:10 left to go here in the quarter. Walking up will be Massengill. Massengill way out front, guarded by Ashlott. Kicks it over now to Marshall. Marshall out front. Gives it up to Fleming. Fleming with the ball. Fleming drives through. Kicks it over to Thompson. Now to Powell. Powell off to Marshall. Marshall. Drives it and it's stolen. And that's why she's the defensive player of the year.
Good pick.
Buford with the ball back out front now to Head, and Clay County with a chance to take the lead. Lady Bulldogs take it down, drive in, putting it up, no good. Rebound, though, by Hayes. Hayes has it stripped. And then going forward, Marshall, and then Hayes has it tied up. And I believe it goes to Clay County on the possession, does it, Coach?
Yeah, I believe it does. Yeah.
Little adjustment here late from Coach Walker, Coach Sims. We see Abby Head pacing Claire Fleming,
right,
allowing Bella Ashlock kind of fall back. She got the steal because of it a while ago.
I think they're kind of trading out every other trip down the court.
Ball comes into Burchett now. Burchett up front to Buford. Buford backs it out, goes down low at Ashlock. She'll spin, put up their one-hander.
Good.
Nice move by Ashlock. Back will come Fleming across the timeline. Fleming with the basketball. Under five to go in regulation. Driving Fleming up and under. Pretty move.
That was a nice shot.
Pretty move. Tied at 39 apiece. Under 4:45 to go here in the ball game. Out front his head. Goes down the corner to Burchett. Burchett will drive in the lane. Dumps it off to Wilson. To Hayes, knocked away. It's out of bounds off of Thompson. So Clay County keeps it on their end. They'll bring it in out front now to Hale. Hale off quickly. He'll go underneath to Burchett. Burchett tries to power it up. No good. Rebound back tap out to Head. Head goes up blocked. Rebound tipped around and ran down by Powell. Back over now to Fleming. Fleming with the basketball. Fleming gives it up to Green. Green off to Massengill. Now to Powell. Powell drives in. Powell walks with it. Turns it over, and back comes Clay County.
Great atmosphere here, guys. This is what the district tournament is all about. The Clay County student fan, student section turning out in full force. Most of them probably the boys' team over there. But this place is loud.
Yeah, it's a pretty good crowd in here.
As Head walks it up. Tie ball game. 4 minutes left to go in this one. As across the timeline comes Head. Head drops it into Burchett. Burchett tries to drive the baseline. Back Thompson up, goes up, scores, and he fouls.
Yes.
And that's Wiley Burchett's game, Coach.
Yeah. Well, that's nice power move. Got the shot to go, got fouled.
So now she'll go for the and one and can make this a three-point lead. Free throw is good. 3-point Clay County lead, just under four to go. Fleming with the basketball. Fleming works it up top of the key. Gives it over this time to Massengill. Guarded by Buford. Buford guarding Massengill. Looking for Green. He'll get to Green now down inside.
Get it.
And we're going to have a foul from behind on Clay County. That'll go against Ashlock. That's her fourth.
I don't know if she had that many.
Fleming gets it underneath, puts it up, no good. Rebound Buford, and it's going to be tied up. And that's going to go back to Red Boylan.
Yeah.
I believe Ashlock got a hand on that one right
there.
Did.
That's to take her out. Four fouls here. I wouldn't leave her out too long.
It'll be Massengill to bring it in. Throws it out front to Thompson. Thompson off to Green. Back over to Massengill. Massengill leaves it now for Fleming, and Fleming will set it up. Fleming looking to move on Head. Drives in. Bounces off a player. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Thompson. Out to Massengill. Massengill drives in, and that's taken away. Good job by Wicks.
There should have been a walk called on that, but there wasn't. But we got the ball.
Head with the ball in front court. Clay County up by three with under 3 minutes to play in this one. Head with the ball, working it right side, guarded by Fleming. Gives it up to Burchett. Burchett to Buford. Buford around the top of the key. Leaves it for Burchett. Now Clay County going to let some air out of it.
Yeah, it's going to be real deliberate here. We see this a lot, too. Riley Burchett coming out of the post to handle the ball up top. You don't see that much unless you're Burchett, do you, Coach?
Yeah, she's a good ball handler.
Head's going to drive the lane. Has it knocked away, and it's out of bounds off of Red Boylan. Powell going to re-enter the lineup for Thompson. Head with the ball, going to drive in. Kicked it off wide open for the layup is Hale. And it's a five-point game.
Yeah, Head made that play. He had to put it in the hole. She did.
Fleming the other way. Spins in. Takes it up
rebound.
And under. No good. No call. And then on the rebound, Head with the rebound.
Izzy Hale, the first lady dog in the double figures. Coach, she's having a career night out here tonight. Defense, offense, playing great.
And now we're going to have a foul on Red Bull. And Red Bull has still got three to give, or two now to give, for free throws.
Well, one to give. We might have on the second.
It's basically made back-to-back stops on the defensive end. That's with her size in the lane. Comes down and gets the bucket, gives Clay County this five-point lead, which is a big lead with two minutes to play.
In this type of game.
Two-possession ball game now is with the ball is Buford. Buford working in left side, gives it down to Burchett. Burchett going to drive in the lane, goes too high for Hale and throws it away.
Yeah.
Good look, just a little miscommunication.
Yeah, I had Abby down there open, but. Got over through her.
1:42 left to go in this one. Red Bulling with the basketball. Out front is Hale, or is Fleming, I should say. Fleming going to fire the three from there.
Pull it.
No good. Rebound head. And now Red Bulling about to the foul situation. And there we go. Coach, that's the last one they can give.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd have to think River Bowling's going to have to start fouling here to extend this game,
well,
Coach.
Yeah, they will. They don't get a steal pretty quick.
Talk about resiliency from this Clay County team, though. They kind of weathered that storm. They got down by, 4 points, I think, at one time. Now in position to win this game.
And we got a timeout on the floor with 1:24 left to go. It's 44-39, Clay County.
From part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back to action now with the ball as Buford gives it over to Ashley. Back to Buford underneath, wide open, and laid up and in is Burchett, and she'll get the and one, and that makes it a three-possession ball game.
That's back-to-back and one opportunities for Burchett there. Playing big, like.
The big thing about that, like I said, it's a three-possession ball game now with only 74-10 left.
Teams are having the pressure like that. You know, if you can handle it, you'll get a good shot if you want it. And that's what we got.
Now Red Bowling with the basketball. Red Bowling's got to put it up quick. They're trailing now by 8. Taking a lot of time dribbling out front. They'll give it off to Powell. Powell's going to drive in. Try to get the post knocked away, but right to Massagill. Off to Marshall. Marshall.
Oh, what a
shot. She shot that one from Cookville, I believe. Knock down the three. And we're going to have a foul quickly on Red Boylan.
Kept in the game a little.
Coach, now the free throws come in really big.
And I just seem to have Abby Head on the line with anybody in the state. She'll probably walk up there and miss it, but no. She's clutch most of the time.
Abby Head.
You're a big spot.
Head shooting 83% for the year.
Coach Jinkster.
Yeah, I did.
Back the other way, Fleming now for a three. No good. Rebound, Polk. Back out front. Gives it over to Marshall. Off to Fleming. Fleming looking to drive. Spins in, takes it up. One-hander, good. And we've got a three-point ball game with a timeout on the floor. 24.6 to go. 47-44, Clay County.
Lima Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris.
Welcome back to the District 7A semifinals. Clay County leads by three with 24 seconds to go. Coach Sims, how do you play it from here? What's Coach Walker telling his team right now?
Get the ball in. You know, you got one-on-one dribble. If they double, we got to have some people open to pass the ball to. If you get it down, you start running the clock, you know, like that last time. If they're out doubling, we're going to get something back door probably if we make good passes. But, you know, if we get fouled, we got to make our foul shots.
Here we go. Clay County to work it up the length of the court, leading by three. They'll get it into Buford. Buford with the ball. Buford going to bring it up. Powell's going to come up quickly and Fowler. And Buford, the junior at the line, this is going to be a big one here.
Yeah.
I think we may have said it earlier, Hallie Buford shooting 79%. So any of these girls going to the line, they're pretty good.
They can miss.
The South Paul drains the front one. That makes it a two-possession.
Yeah.
That's really big.
That's really big.
Returning to the line, Buford. She'll step to the line. And it's good. Ice water in that young lady's veins. Massagill almost turns it over. Back comes Fleming. Fleming for a long three. No good. Rebound Burchett.
Get out.
And Burchett's going to be fouled. Burchett picks up the foul. She'll walk down the other end and more free throws.
Yep.
Clay County so far six for seven here in the fourth quarter. So
pretty good.
We saw that big miss on the front end of the 1-1 earlier, but beyond that, they're able to salt this one away.
Yeah.
With it being 10 fouls, she gets two shots now the rest of the way as well, and that first one's good.
Yeah, if she can hit this one, it'll be a three-possession game. It'd be kind of hard to win for them.
That'll pretty much seal the deal, I think. Burchett's second one.
Good.
Rolls good. 51-45, and coming up is Fleming, and Fleming's going to be fouled quickly by Buford.
A couple fouls to give.
Had one to give, I guess.
Yeah, I'd foul him again.
9 seconds left to go, and Fleming will get it in. Fleming's going to work in the front court. We're going to get a foul by Ashlock. And now from this point, you don't want to foul.
No, I don't want to foul now. I mean, if they hit a shot now, it's not that big a deal. I don't know if they've got timeouts or not. If they do, you just step out of bounds. They can't stop the clock.
Give them the layup at this point.
Yeah, or three or whatever. You want to play defense, but, you know, not foul.
Fleming with the ball. Fleming long three. Good. And that's your ball game. Your final, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs advance to the championship game of the District 7A tournament as they beat Red Bull and Springs here tonight, 51-47.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, The announcement of the TDS top performer by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School for the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County girls are now 23-5 with their 51-47 win over Red Bowling Springs tonight. Gary, appreciate you sitting in with us. We got to witness a good one. You got to call a good one.
We had a good one. It was nice, a good ball game. It's good to get here and join you guys. Appreciate it, Thomas, and sitting next to the legend, Joe Sims. It's an honor to be here, guys. We appreciate you having me, and I guess I better go get ready to do another one.
Yeah, you got to move right over. Not a break in between. We really do appreciate you sitting in, Gary. Thank you so much.
No problem. You guys have a good.
You're one of the veterans and one of the best in the business. It was our honor to have you here.
Hey, I appreciate guys, and I don't know about that. I'll keep the legend thing.
Okay. Well, let him have it.
The others. All right. Hey, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Coach, it's time to do the Lady Dog wrap-up. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Kind of what I expected in this one. I thought it would be a pretty good contest. I thought the Lady Dogs of Clay County would come out on top, and that's what happened. But the story in this one, it was just a battle between two really good basketball teams. You talk about there's three AP top 10 teams in District 7A. Red Bull Springs probably should be considered as the fourth.
Probably should. I mean, I guarantee they're better than some of the teams that's rated that rank the third odd. But
right.
Sometimes you don't get statewide voters. They don't really know what's going on. But, I was like you. I thought it'd be a really, really close game. At the start, I thought, well, maybe we're going to pull out here and, you know, win fairly easy. But every time we get the 8 or 10 point lead here, they'd come back, make a run, and actually third quarter they made a bigger run than we did, had us down there two for a little while, but then we finally started to get some shots to fall. But these little girls of ours, they're pretty tough mentally. You know, they it's kind of like at Birdstown that night. You know, yeah. We're down 8 3 minutes to go, and we found a way to win that game. And, you know, hopefully we can get on down the road. Games like this kind of carry over. You know, they make you tough, and you get in those situations under pressure. You know, they can come through. I was just really proud of the way they stepped up and played there in the last 5 or 6 minutes.
I agree, and kind of everything went right for Red Bull and Springs. They made some shots from the perimeter. Their star, the District 7A MVP, Claire Fleming, had 24 points, had her best night against Clay County. Yeah. You know, pretty much Red Bull gave us everything they had, and we still won. Clay County still came out on top.
She had about as many in the first half as she'd been getting, but then we kind of did a little better job on her most of the second half. She slung in a three there from about 30 foot and added to that, but you know, take that off, and she only gets about 6 the second half. So that was pretty big, I thought, you know, controlling her a little better. You know, if we shot the ball a little better, I think it wouldn't have been as close. But third quarter there, we missed some layups, made a few turnovers. But we found a way to win. That's the main thing.
Yeah, Clay County down the stretch, outscoring Red Bull Springs 16-10 in that fourth quarter. From the free throw line, like I said, almost perfect. That's the experience you're talking about in the coach.
Yeah, of course, we were putting our best shooters up there. Abby missed one, but I'd still put her up there in any situation. I mean, everybody's going to miss one every now and then, but her and Hallie and Briley are money most of the time. You know, they were the three shooting those foul shots there in the last 2 or 3 minutes. And they came through with them.
I thought it was pretty good defensive effort for Clay County, too. 47 points, I mean, for Red Bone Springs, so they played really well. Half of those coming from Clark Fleming. But you're right. Second half, I thought the defensive intensity stepped up. You saw Easy Hell affecting shots in the lane. You saw Bryan Burchard helping off. You saw the defense out front from Head and Ashlock and Buford and others. To me, that was the difference kind of in that second half.
It was. We guarded pretty good. They did a lot of weave out there trying to, you know, beat us off the dribble. And sometimes they did beat us and they missed. A couple times we blocked it, you know, but we got help when we needed to. Bell, I thought, did a good job helping out, blocked a couple of shots, but I agree with you. It's a good defensive performance, even though they did score more than they have been.
Right.
But, you know, tournament time, you step up. You know, you play a little better most of the time if you want to, you know, get in the championship game or continue your season or whatever. You know, it's a different animal than the regular season.
For Red Bull and Springs, we see Josie Green had 1 point, Chloe Powell had 2, Brianna Thompson 4. Both Bailey Massengill and Kennedy Marshall had 8 points, up from about 2 in those other games. And then Claire Fleming, the District 7A MVP, with 24. For Clay County, Madison Hayes 4, Bella Ashlock had 6, Abby Head 6 points tonight. And then 3 in double figures. We saw Holly Buford with 11, Easy Hell had 10, and then Briley Burchie came on down the stretch. She finished with 14, and she just had 6 heading into the first quarter or fourth quarter there. So there's that experience you're talking about from these seniors
play,
and others.
I remember some foul shots. She stepped up and really played good that last quarter.
Even with what Briley Burchie and some of these other players did, it's time to announce the team. Let's close out the Lady Dog wrap-up. Sorry, I'm a little off my game. Daniel usually does this part. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsofTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Now it's time to announce TDS, the top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. Coach, again, a big fourth quarter for Briley Burchett. Everybody played well on this team. I think you got to give the top reporter to Easy Hale. The senior played great throughout this game, stayed out of foul trouble, really affected shots in the lane, got into double figures with 10 points. I thought she was big down the stretch.
Yes, it's like we've talked all year. Her and Maddie together are our leading scorer, you know.
Right.
One of them, you know, will have a good game. The other one will be off a little, or scoring-wise. Tonight it was Izzy's turn, but I agree with you. She had a great game, and we got some rebounds, played good defense on Thompson, their biggest girl, and made her shots for the most part.
One thing about Izzy Hale, I think we said this before about her, Coach. you know, she's kind of put in her time. She knows her role. She goes in and plays what she needs to do for Coach Matt Walker. She knows she shares time with Maddie Hayes
right.
at times. But she is the most supportive player, the best teammate. If anybody, if you could ask, find a better teammate than Izzy Hale, I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
Because she, every night, if she's on the bench, she's the biggest cheerleader
yeah,
over there.
She's
a great attitude, great student. I think, am I right? She's the valedictorian
yep.
of her class this year. Just not much else you can say about Izzy Hale. Just a great young lady.
Yeah, she is. Had a great game tonight. I'll totally agree. She's a good player of the game.
Izzy Hale, tonight's top performer. It's been brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, we'll be back here tomorrow night for the boys' District 7A semifinal. Same matchup, Clay County, Red Bowling Spring. Coach, that should be a good one, too.
It should. Red Bowling, I was kind of surprised the other night. Like I said, I came to watch the game. Clark Range really hung with them pretty much the whole game. They kind of pulled it out, got about a 6-7, 8-point lead there at the end, ended up winning by 4. But they played our boys tough both times.
Yeah.
I mean, really tough. And you never know what might happen, you know. Rob says that Copas kid's good as it might be the best player in the district, you know.
Yeah, yeah. As far as an individual player, he
yeah.
may be as far as being able to take over a game,
gonna,
the Copas kid. So
fired up, ready to play, you know.
Yep, and it's going to be a great matchup there. Coach, you'll rejoin us on Monday
yep.
For the District 7A championship. Clay County looking to win their second straight District 7A tournament title, and they'll take on the winner of this game we're fixing to have play out in front of us between number 2 seed Pickett County and the number 3 seed Clark Range. Coach, how do you see this one going?
Well, Pickett's won both the regular season games, both close. You know, I'd probably pick them, but, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if Clark Range. Of course, Lamar's not here tonight. He's had some health issues. He's in the hospital. I didn't know that until tonight, but that might have some effect. Probably not, but it could, you know. But regardless, I would pick it, but now that doesn't mean Clark Range might come out here and win by 20. Who knows?
Yeah, that's something we haven't mentioned, Coach. Gary Clark informing us that Coach Rogers is not in the building tonight. We wish him his best.
Wish him
our best from Bulldog Nation, and hope Coach Rogers gets back and gets where he's supposed to be on the bench over there.
I just sat with him down here Tuesday night. Me and him and Joe Hutbacker sat together during the boys' game, talked, and he was fine then.
Yeah.
But I think he had some breathing trouble, kind of a blood clot in his lung, and I think they've taken care of it, but he's still in the hospital.
Well, we'll send him our best, folks. Until tomorrow night, when we'll be broadcasting live from this very same spot as the Clay County Bulldogs take on Red Bull and Springs in the boys' semifinals. For Joe Sims, Gary Clark, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.